This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
We got a packed house. Let's go around and introduce yourself. First of all, Andrew, is your first time here?
Yeah, it's my first time.
Introduce here. Yourself, Andrizzle.
Hey, I'm Andre Kim.
Hi, Andre. I thought it was Andrew.
Wasn't
it Andre?
First racial thing of the day starts.
Is that Andre?
It's Andre, yeah.
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 Oh, you I said Andrew.
You're a racist.
Yeah.
Oh. At least I got the Kim right.
I thought you realized it and then covered it up with the Andrizzle, because like I thought you like thought that you did it. And
I thought
like,
I did it. I said it right.
Fun and like make him feel like he's down. He won't mind.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Queens.
Queens, New York. You went to high school in Queens?
Well, I went to high school in Connecticut.
Boo!
I told you, man.
Why nobody booed with me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Boo!
Who grows up in Queens and goes to school?
Connecticut?
Yeah,
it was the worst years of my life.
So you grew up in Queens and then got what? How does that work out?
Yeah, because my mom owns a nail salon.
See, I was gonna leave with that, but I said no. I'm not gonna guess that. I'm not gonna be a jerk.
No, and then during my freshman year, she moved to Connecticut, and then so I had to go with her.
Oh, freshman year.
Yeah, and then after high school. I got the fuck out of there.
Okay.
White.
All right, let's go around. Let's go all the way around and introduce, and so we can get all the way in that. Go ahead, Jax.
Jackie Gold.
Yes.
Grew up in Brooklyn, New York. That's where I was born and raised. I think we had this conversation. It was like same streets, same maybe almost same high school. I'm not sure.
Oh, I went to Lachlan, Bishop Lachlan.
Oh, I
went to Catholic school.
Could have sworn. No, then that's definitely not where that I went, because I'm.
I did go to Lafayette for a year.
I don't know. I could have sworn we had a convo where it was like same streets or like same sneaker shop or something.
Something
like
we had
that.
A convo, yeah.
But grew up in Brooklyn and I'm living in LA now.
Boo!
Boo!
Y'all get in the hang.
I'll boo it too.
Y'all get in the hang. The clock that started either. Go ahead, Ab.
Oh, I'm from San Antonio. Originally.
Boo!
I'm
sorry! Fuck the Riverwalk, nigga.
Spurs.
Spurs. That's it?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Wait, do you want my whole history?
Yes.
And then Nebraska for college.
Boo!
He's handling more booze.
He's getting the hang of it.
And then Austin.
Yes. K-Ron, just say hi.
Hi.
White daughter. She's just as white.
I'm from here, baby, from my daddy's dick.
That's true. Right. No, that's how she got here.
That's
her daddy.
How I got here, everybody.
I am. I'm a black dad. It was a long travel. It was a long journey through that dick.
It was like the water slide.
Like a magic school bus.
Like Six Flags.
Like going down that thing.
It was a
and
school
a
trip.
It's like hoops and turds. And I was like, wee!
She's the only survivor, too. Lucky thing. She made it past the net.
I murdered the others.
It's like a water
How
slide.
Weak were the other ones?
They
you know?
Were weak.
They were pretty weak. The weed is the weed smoke.
They were lazy and weak.
So moving out of Queens to Connecticut,
right.
Freshman year.
Yeah, that was rough.
And you're the Asian dude.
Yeah.
How hard was it to get laid?
I didn't get laid, and I didn't even get my first kiss in high school.
See?
Damn.
See, y'all don't know the questions to ask.
Me, late bloomer, late bloomer life, I'm all about it. Because how old are you now?
I'm 23.
Oh, yeah, so you look like you're 18.
Such a baby.
Right?
You just had your first kiss.
Well, actually,
2 weeks ago.
I did have my first kiss in high school, but I didn't get laid until after high school.
Right. Fair, fair. Who was he? Come on, guys. Another.
No, but it was a black girl. So it was,
There we go. Race Wars. Race Wars.
We're going to call our baby Rush Hour. And it's going to be the greatest.
That's actually when his name became Andre. It was right after they fucked.
Yeah. Was it really a black girl?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're welcome.
Was she light skinned?
You're welcome. She went to my church. I know.
No, she's like Sherrod's tone.
Yeah, that's a good tone. I got a beautiful tone.
Some would say my skin tone.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's my fucking dad.
And how was that experience? First of all, how much did your parents not meet her?
I had to sneak her in.
How much did your mother never see her before?
She never met her.
I know she had it.
When she did meet her,
that went without
like,
saying.
I think she walked out of my nail salon and didn't pay. I think that was her.
That was the aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
Did she never come to your mother's shop or anything?
No. I don't think so. I don't talk to her anymore. She's kind of a cunt.
Who, the girl who took your virginity?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She sounds perfect.
Did she know she was? Did she know you were virgin?
No, I never told her. But Danny, if you're listening now, what up?
I mean, she
She definitely knew. She definitely knew.
I think she knew.
That first handstand, she was like, you don't know. You don't know how this works. He's on handstands.
I think she knew
when
because...
When you bent down to see your eyes what you were doing.
What's was like, down here, he yelled.
No, it was my first time going down on a girl, too, and I was like, man, this tastes like rusty pennies. This is the weirdest.
Oh!
Oh, was she on her period
She had a penny pussy.
She must have had something.
Sometimes it's just a penny pussy.
I read a play once where they said that if your vagina tastes like metal, that's like rich pussy. Like rich pussy smells
that's
like metal.
That's healthy.
Oh, really?
It's
got a metallic smell to it.
Rich pussy?
That's that red blood cell, like red meat, hemoglobin shit.
Yeah.
There you
go.
It's like eating
a healthy baby.
Medium rare meat. It's like eating at the good shoulder.
Is that true? Exactly like that with no difference
whatsoever.
It has to
be. That's what the...
Yeah, so she was a real, it would taste like copper or something?
Yeah.
Tastes like Abe Lincoln's face? Because he's on the penny, guys.
That's freedom.
That's freedom. How long did you do it? And it couldn't be more than 30 seconds. This was freshman year? No, this was senior year.
This was like right after I graduated. But I knew she knew I was a virgin because like 8 minutes into it, we were doing a missionary.
You made it 8 minutes. Wow. That
wasn't the sex part, though. He was kind of taking off his pants and socks. Arriving there. His Uber ride.
It's like a long transaction.
A lot of it went in that 8 minutes.
No, but in the middle of it, I was, doing it with her, and it was missionary, and she just goes, all right, I'm done. She like tapped out.
No, she is a bitch. That's a bitch move.
Yeah.
Come on, ladies.
That is fun.
It's such an alpha bitch move.
She gave him the light. She's like, wrap it up.
She was waiting for
wrap it up.
She was waiting for you to just refuse and put your foot down.
Oh, and you didn't.
Yeah, that's a test.
And you just got up and were like this, my bad.
Also, I want her confidence.
It's awkward, though.
I've just
did she
starfished
get
and been like, I should have tapped out.
Right. I've never not starfished. Are you supposed to move?
I told my daughter wrong.
We believe that.
What?
Every single one of us believes that.
Wait, you can't
also
just...
It is the truth.
You can't just be starfishing. You got to get involved.
You don't.
No, you do.
Oh, my God.
You do not.
That sounds like
you
awfulness.
You don't have to. That's the crazy
thing. Here's the thing. Do you want to come?
Why wouldn't you just tell the dude
you
to stop?
You can't come if you starfish.
Yeah, that's true. Because honestly, it's like the point where you're just like, Just let this be done.
Let it play out.
There's sometimes where I'll try and adjust, where I'm like, why don't I try?
Right.
Like, why don't we?
Because
try
you're
this?
Also having sex with the person. So if it sucks, it's you
but
too.
But also halfway through, you realize that like this isn't gonna mesh.
Right.
Like what you're doing. Like if you're not bringing anything to the table, like why? What are we gonna keep this going on for? Like. That's why I just like.
Was he trying to mush a mushy mush dick?
They take longer because they think they're helping you. They're like, oh, I'll take longer so they can get off. It's like, no, clearly I'm not going to. So please hurry.
While we're on the subject,
I'm like,
the laugh after
you.
Was worse than what you said. What the fuck?
Actually, I actually just didn't wear a condom for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
In life?
Congratulations. Yeah.
Welcome to the dark side. Welcome to the dark side.
You're never going back.
Oh, but you ain't never putting that jacket back on.
It felt amazing.
You end up with a white daughter.
Yeah, it's nothing beats it.
That's how I happen.
Nothing in the world can beat that feeling.
I
want to
know what it's. I want to hear amazing. Like a description of what that feels like for the guy.
Okay. I was like,
it's warm.
No. Like for the guy, like,
it's warm as fuck.
For me, it doesn't feel that much different with or without.
For me, it feels so different. Yeah,
really?
I'm like, get this glove out of me. Yeah.
It feels like sometimes it's like if it gets like too dry because that condom.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, condom science. It's come a long way.
No, it hasn't. All right?
Yes, nigga, I remember from early 90s.
He was still wrapping the lamp around his dick. It was like a lambskin.
The 80s, the shit was dry as fuck. It was charky. It's like, why is it chalk on it? Am I writing on a school board? And you had to unroll. It was...
Like you were doing, like you were
it was some brutal ones.
Were you sticking the condom up your nose just to lubricate it?
It was... It was so hard. It was like, how could this be for her pleasure ever?
Okay, but now they put... ribs and bumps on it for our play. They put like spikes and grommets. Like we're just smoothing it out.
Cool.
I don't want it to feel like a disease.
I think I just want to know what that feels like for a man. Like when a guy is like, oh yeah, that's some good pussy. I'm like, well, what makes it good pussy? Like I want to.
Oh, it's the feeling, it's the motion.
The wetness.
I mean, I can get you in touch with my exes.
The tightness. That's not, I thought y'all really wanted to know.
No.
I'm over here going through descriptions. You giggling with bitches.
It's the thing of like wanting to know like what that feeling is that makes it so different.
I was just talking to somebody the other day. Like, women don't know, like, we don't actually know completely what our own pussy is like, except for like context clues of when we fuck.
Well, do you never put your finger in your own puss?
No, like, you know,
let's start out. Like,
here's the thing: we can get a general idea. You don't know your pussy. We can get a general idea, but you still have to like get context. You don't,
yeah. Like, even if we like feel ourselves or like ever like touch, it's never like in the act of. Like you know what I mean? Like,
also, it's attached to us. So it's like you're in me. It's like an alien thing because I'm attached to me and you're attached to you. And you're just used to slinging a bag of skin around. And this isn't any now. This is a different game.
Right. It's a whole other ball game. It's
like for you. Yeah. She wants to know the experience, not just, I know it's wet and warm.
The sensation. Yeah. I guess like there's no way. The sensation.
It's just, I mean, how can I compare it to something that you might have already felt.
Just describe it in your terms.
I said warm, tight,
well, and
wet,
that part, I guess I've
moist, one of my favorite words.
I don't know, but.
Yeah.
The sensation is like biting into a peppermint pad.
No, Ari Shaffir said it best. He's like, it's like getting a massage with a winter coat on. And then you take the winter coat off and get a massage, and you're like, wow.
You're talking about without a condom.
Yeah. He's like, that's what it's like.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like that.
You know, sometimes you go out without a winter coat and get AIDS.
Now, the girl who took your virginity was a black girl. I like this part of the story. And she went to your school as well, or no?
Yeah, she went to my school.
And she lived in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of black girl are we talking? Trust fund money?
I think so, yeah.
I can smell it on her.
She had
you got Asians in your school?
That's why she had that rich metallic pussy. She had trust fund penny money.
Yes, that's that platinum pussy.
She had that richy rich, like, long driveway when I went to pick her up. So I was like, she's got money.
Who's her father? Puff Daddy? She living at Mike Tyson's house?
He would have mentioned that by now.
And did you ever date a black girl after that?
No, I've never actually dated anyone.
So you ain't take the sister to the movies or nothing?
No, here's the thing.
You just ran up in her? You ain't get a slice of pizza, nothing?
No, she has an attitude problem.
Yeah, I would say. Get up. You're not doing it for me. I set up.
Dude, I bought
go
her.
Back down that driveway. Think about what you've done or didn't do.
The longest walk of shame.
No, she's one of these girls. I bought, I remember I took her out to food. I bought her a cheeseburger and like tater tots. And then there was like a cheese dip. And I remember I went to go dip my fries in the dip. She was like, she slapped my hand. She's like, "The fuck you think you're doing? This is my food. Don't touch my fucking food."
Whoa.
And I was like, "I bought this for you, and I'm just trying to dip." Like, you know what I mean?
Your sex went the same way, by the way. Yeah. Don't dip in that cheese.
What are you doing?
No,
that's
when
pussy.
I was like, I'm not going to.
And y'all still banged after that, though. But what?
No, we never did after that.
Oh, that was after y'all were already. Yeah, okay. Yeah you can't want to fuck a girl
nice
like
to
that.
Her. You need to put her in her place.
That or she took the aggression over like having like a bad fuck out on you with the food, too, where she was like, no. It's one thing I already gave you this pussy. Don't you dare take my cheese cup.
I think Jackie has a point. If you tore the pussy up, you could have dipped your foot in that fucking cheese cup.
Yeah.
That's true.
She's like, nope. She's like, this is one thing you're not taking.
She said, nah, you ain't tearing this pussy up again on this cheese.
No. You know, something happened last night. I got to talk about it.
Let's talk.
It's burning my ass.
Okay.
And, you know, it's called
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Your ass is on fire. Don't be ashamed.
Wait till this one. So last night, I experienced like three, I don't want to say racist, but racist like behavior characteristic interactions. I was at a bar with this girl, and this black guy walks up to me. And ironically enough, he said he's cousins with Mike Yard.
Okay.
I told him I was a comic.
It's already trouble.
Oh, God.
And he's like, he was talking to the girl first. I guess he knew her. And he's talking to me. He's like, yeah, you're a comic? Yeah, I can tell with the chinky eyes, my man. Yeah. And then he was like,
yeah, all comics have chinky eyes.
And then he goes, you look just like my friend Lee Hung. Hold on, let me pull him up. He pulls out a picture of his friend. And he goes, doesn't he look like him? And I was like, dude, I don't know what to say. I was just staying quiet.
Did he look like you?
No, but it's still a dumb dick move. Yeah. Fucking.
The move is a dick move, but thinking you look like his friend might not be a racist thing. But it is like a weird.
But he's saying that here's how
it's a dick. I don't know if it's a racist thing, but it's a dick thing.
Yeah.
And he's using race. Apparently he's trying to flirt with his girl too.
He's
trying to flirt with the girl. These young girls don't know. They just I just want
to
ram both their heads together. I just want to take both your hands and just ram the youngness together. The dude was trying to get the bitch he was with.
That's what I was
and he was you trying to use race to fucking try to be like, oh, look, they look... That's a dick move.
Oh, you were the girl.
What a dick.
Right. Yeah, was this also a black girl, too?
No, it was a white girl. And then an hour later, a white guy comes up, and he's like, where's my friend? You guys aren't my friend. He's talking to my girl, and he's like, hey, you look like you could be my friend. How are you? I'm whatever. And
this is a cute girl, apparently. Cute girl, that's why all these niggas come over here and testing you in this pissing contest.
Yeah.
And using race to do it, too.
Is it a girl you're
dating? Whoa!
No, ooh, that makes me angry.
But then he goes, what's your name? I go, Andre. He goes, Andre. Oh, I have a Spanish friend named Andres, but he's Spanish. And he's like, what the fuck are you? And then I was like, I don't know, black. And then he's like, no, like, really, what are you? And I just kept saying black. We do this about 9 times.
No!
He gets up in my face. He goes, I'm going to ask you one more fucking time.
Are you kidding me?
What the fuck are you?
What the shit, dude?
And at any time where you're like, none of your business.
I literally just go, also, you're like, I'm going to go over to the couch. I'm like, I'm black. Peace. And then he walks over to us and he goes, you two can go fuck yourselves. And then he walks away.
And you're like, we were going to at the beginning of the night.
It's like, people are fucking gross.
So gross.
Jesus. People are fucking gross. And definitely dudes, when it comes to chicks, like,
that's
dudes
shit.
Are when fucking
it's so funny. This is like the thing I've seen like, you the most serious about ever.
Because it's
gross. No, it's a valid thing. It's just funny.
Because that's the shit that dudes try to do to dudes.
It's monkey shit, though. Like, he was just trying to, your girl's hot. And and Asian people get the, like, it's like Asian people can be punked or something. It's like how people feel.
But don't think that white dudes don't do that when you come around and you're a black dude and walk around with a hot white girl.
Right.
They always want to try to sneak something
in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No question. I would think that white dudes would be too scared.
No, because they're probably too scared, but they also think they're too smart. They're smarter come around and test the fences and I electrocute their fucking ass.
It's an extra feather in your cap to steal a girl. It's a feather in cap in general to steal somebody's girl, but then if it's like someone that would be intimidating, it's like you're hot shit.
Yeah, but you're saying like when the white guys do it to black guys, they think they're undermining their intelligence.
Right.
Because the white guy is like thinking that he's being so slick in how he's doing it, that he's so smart.
Right.
The black guy's not capable of picking up on it.
Right, so he can get around it.
Right.
But
he
still
thinks
hate.
He's like saying a few lines. Man
some dumb hate.
The devil.
Right.
But it's not just the white man. The black dude did it to him too.
The black man is
fucking gross.
No, so after that, we were leaving, and then there was, like, a black lady outside, and she kind of looked like on the borderline of homeless, but not really, like, I wasn't sure.
Oh, fuck.
She looked like she was about to beg, but then she's like, because the girl I was with, she, like, had hula hoops with her, because she's like, she likes hula hooping at, like, these bars.
This girl seems like quite a calm pussy.
Wait a minute now. You have done a real important podcast. You with the bitch with hula hoops?
And I'm like...
Yeah, you're going to get some unwanted attention.
What do I have to do to get three guys to fight for me? I got to walk around with hula hoops.
Hula hoops.
And I got a penny tasting pussy. Like, I don't know.
You're going to get unwarranted attention if you're with the hula hoop girl.
That's true.
Because I'm assuming the other stuff she has on is wants attention
I'm
too.
I'm just picturing polka dots,
sparkled everything.
Hair.
Yeah.
A little boombox.
She's so stealable looking. She had on like tight pants.
Yeah, see.
Like huge platform heels.
Yeah.
Wait, booty pants. What, her booty showing when she hula hooping?
Yeah, kind of. She wasn't being all
a jacket
that.
That's not appropriate for this weather.
Definitely inappropriate.
How
jacket.
Are all their guesses right?
Wearing all of it at once.
We're like describing. Like
so
a guess
she had a wait. Let's get back to the lady outside. Yes. So you're walking out with her hula hoops, and a black lady who's almost homeless says,
"Right." She's like, "Oh, can you hula hoop for me?" And she does like a little thing for her. She's like, "I'm tired, but all right." And then she's like, "Ooh, yeah, you go, girl." And then she's like, she sees me, and her eyes light up. She's like, "Wait, what?" What are you? And I'm like, geez. And she's looking at me like, what is going on with this? And then I'm like, I'm South Korean. And then she's like, oh, I got to ask you a question.
Oh, my God. This already feels.
She's like, why do you and your people.
Here we go.
When you're walking in groups, why do you motherfuckers avoid me?
Oh, that's a good question. I gotta be honest, that's a pretty fair.
Because she's like, every time I walk in and you guys are like walking in groups, you guys like avoid me. And I'm like, motherfucker, get back to your own country. And I was like, ugh. And then she's like, I want an answer from you and your people.
Jesus
and I was
Christ.
Like, I literally am just like, I don't know.
I hope you got some pussy at the end of all this hula hoop nonsense.
I didn't.
Really? No. You should have been like, as King Korean, I decree.
I think that we find you aggressive. It's like, you know, if someone sees a white person, no one really needs to like differentiate. Like, are you Cleveland or are you Texas?
Right,
like,
right.
You see white people, you're just like, all right, that's white people. It's only once they open their mouth, you're like, oh, you're British. Oh, you're Australian.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, otherwise, So I think
some people genuinely want to know and not being a dick about it. Like, hey, right. But we some people are just trying to say, I know you ain't from here.
Yeah, but it's the can I touch your hair of questions to Asians. Because it's like, it's not really offensive to ask if you can touch someone's differently and textured hair, but it's so racial that it's offensive.
And I think each person doesn't realize that they hear it 47 times a day. Because each of us is thinking it's just an innocent question of... Oh, but like, what kind of Chinese are you?
Which country where Chinese people come from are you?
Like, each person thinks it's an innocent, like, oh, hey, I want to, because most of us, I think, can't differentiate.
Oh, I can tell the difference.
You can?
I grew up in New York. I know Koreans from Chinese.
A mile away. Yeah, Koreans are
no question about it.
If there was a lineup, I could like look and go, okay, I think this one's Chinese, this one's Korean. Right.
By the menus he's holding? My bike out front!
One of them has your dry cleaning.
But it's not hard. But I think like in general, that's the thing. Is like each person thinks they're asking the innocent question, but it's...
But this that, that
well, this clearly was not asking the innocent question. She's asking for an apology from a race.
And made you the representative.
Yeah, it's also the packaging of the question.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? If you're like cool and you're like, hey, so like, what nationality are you? I'm just curious. But she's like, what the fuck are you? You know what I mean? Like,
what kind of garbage are you?
It's like, if they know something,
I wish we could just trade bodies.
Why?
Because I would have kicked and punched my way out of that whole night.
You would have fucked that.
I would have hula hoop choked the fuck out of somebody. We had the hula hoop around the black lady's throat.
But at the end, Sherrod, you would have fucked.
I would have definitely fucked. I would have fucked that black lady who the Koreans avoid for no reason.
No, but here's
like, avoid
kicker.
This cunt.
I don't avoid you, bitch.
Hey, here's the kicker. At the end, she goes, now, do you guys have any money? And I was like, I don't. She goes, you corny. And I was like, how am I corny? I don't have any money. She's like, you won't even tell me why you people avoid me. A, I know you said I don't know, but I think you do know, and you just don't want to tell me the secret.
Fair enough.
I mean, if she's homeless, she's probably
she was A,
B-ing
them. A, you know.
Ill. She's probably not there completely.
It's like, if you act like that, you fucking crazy person, everybody's avoiding you. Why are you just pointing out the Koreans?
That's what I'm saying.
Dickwad. Why are your family not calling you back?
I'm
sure your family's not
Here's
calling
the thing,
you
it's
back.
It's not even Korean. She just, I think any Asian you would have said, she would have went with
Oh, it
that.
Don't matter.
Oh, it's your people.
If you said Japanese.
Right. She couldn't tell. She still didn't know. Once you said South
Japanese,
Korean,
I think
I don't know
is the
that
one
is
that's
anyway.
Easy, the easiest to pull
I thought she was going to say, after you said South Korean, she's going to say, what the fuck is the deal with you and North Korea? And then I'd be like, all right, now we're talking. I don't know about the
She's trying to educate herself.
She starts an extremely knowledgeable debate on the matter, and she's like, well, what I think you need to do is.
I thought it was going that direction.
Oh, no, but people do that. They act like I'm the spokesperson of Korea. They're like, so what's the deal with North? Do you know anything?
That's how it is.
I sometimes feel like I get that with. As like being Jewish, like if I'm someone's like token Jew friend, they feel like I have to be the explanation for why all Jews do, or
that's
like
what black people, you know, every way on time I'm the only
like
black
why,
anywhere.
Everything in Israel, tell me, explain everything in Israel, or explain why Jews. And I'm like, no, there are certain, just like every race, like certain Jews.
My
answer
is always the same when they say, why black people do this? I go, because we hate you. I'm gonna kill you one day. That's why.
Someday you're gonna snap and you're never gonna let someone ask you what the fuck you are. Someone's gonna get punched and you're gonna fuck.
Do you feel like it happened to you more in Connecticut or here in New York City? Because people always think New York is so fucking inclusive and everybody's so down. It's racist motherfuckers here, man.
It's pretty even. It's
but
pretty
here they're even. Outspoken about it. I feel like Connecticut, they'd probably hide their racism.
No, I don't think so.
I will say, I get, but I don't know. I hook up with more chicks here because up there's a lot of racist, like white girls, because, you know, from their.
Right.
Parents are like, yeah, no, don't they, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
so they can't even entertain bringing a not white dude around.
Yeah, I noticed it on Tinder when I would like visit some friends from high school up there. Right. Zero matches. Like, never have I ever gotten a match. But down here, like, it'll
like
be like every four.
Too,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
But well, no, true, but yeah, if there's none, that's.
But
that's
zero?
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Really zero. It's crazy.
And you should put a picture up with a white dude and
dude,
all your same likes
it.
And everything. And let's watch that shit bing.
Or just hang out at your mom's nail salon and just talk to people
I tried
they come
that,
in.
Yeah,
that was hang out there all day. If my mom's on the nail salon,
shit.
I've been there giving patties, 12 years old, smelling toes.
But here's the thing.
Candy
I don't even
dropper.
Consider myself Korean. I just consider myself an American
I get
with
it.
Korean descent.
I get it.
Because I'm not born there. I'm born in Flushing, which is still Korea, kind of, basically. But, the engineer laughs at that one. Okay. Okay. I see you.
That's how you know it's a good joke, guys.
That's fucking hilarious. But I couldn't, yeah. Even like Steve Byrne, who's a comedian.
Half Korean.
And half Irish. Korean and half Irish. Yep. But nobody goes like this. Hey, how is it being Irish?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he looks Korean. So they all go Asian shit to him. It's like a weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird shit.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Now, which Asians do you hate the most? Let's keep it 100 now.
I actually don't hate any.
That's not hate, but who did you have the most problems with?
You know what I hate? I hate hearing Chinese people talk in their because it's so violent. Like, yeah. Even I hate it. I'm like, damn.
It's aggressive.
It's so aggressive.
It's not a pretty sound.
It's not a pretty sound.
Well, it depends on what you're doing with it.
No,
I had one girl that
doesn't.
She did some nasty stuff and yelled it. She was a little thing, too. She had to be about 105 pounds.
Does Korean not sound as harsh?
Yeah, no, you would have liked
it. It's
the
a little bit more gentle. Okay. Yeah,
well,
Korean's
it's
a little bit
is
more
it tonal? It's Korean.
Of course, it's got that K-pop in it.
Right?
Yeah, it's got
I know stuff. It got K-pop to it. Got a little twang to it.
Chinese is so hard to, like, it's so hard to, you know, like, if someone's speaking and you can just, like, blank out the words but hear their intonation and you can pretty much, like, figure out, like, where am I supposed to laugh or if, are they happy or sad? It's so hard with Chinese. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if they're happy or, like, someone just died because it's all,
it's all harsh.
Weird robot tones. And
it's like, hey, hey, hey. Is that more Japanese?
It's like German of the Asian language.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like ending a song in, like, a really B-flat or something. Or just like, what does it mean?
I hate the way they eat food,
that's a good
too.
But what?
You ever see the way Chinese people eat food? Like, at the restaurant?
They go in.
All
in.
Every single
they
one
go
of them.
In. They go in.
Yeah. All you people. Eat it.
You never see a, like, you can never go to a Chinese place and go to see a dude take a thing like a good bite.
Put it back
it's down. All slurp, 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 right. Slurp, slurp.
I get more obsessed, like, they don't course anything. Like, it's literally, like, I've seen, like, the two of the smallest Chinese people out to eat, and there are 7 to 8 dishes on
yes.
the table. Like, there's no courses. It's just everything all at once, but there's, like, soup, and there's also next to, like, a salad and a pasta. And I'm like, I don't understand. Like, how are you eating all of this at one time? Like, there's no coursing.
It's like those kids left alone at home, no parents.
Literally just made every
all
dish
the courses
possible.
Are ice cream.
It's like the steak next to
what
a fucking...
What are you people?
Eating steaks and Twinkies.
Where
but,
is
so
your
Chinese.
Mother?
I know it was Chinese, though. And it's too many of them. Let's keep it 100.
Here's the thing. I can't date Asian women either. I talk about this in my
Here we
accent,
go.
But...
Here we go to self-hate bullshit.
Yeah,
race wars.
What's
going
on here?
It's because your pheromones know that that baby's going to come out too Asian. And you need to sprinkle some other egg kind of thing in with that. You can smell it like behind the ear. It's
my grandmama said, you a squirrel? You need to fuck a squirrel. Squirrels fuck squirrels, little boy.
Yeah, squirrels fuck squirrels.
Squirrels fuck squirrels.
And you want your baby to be really fuckable, so.
Right.
Mixed babies are delicious.
They're the hottest.
Asian babies are delicious, too.
I'm going to have 100% pure Jew babies, but I will look at your mixed babies and I will
it's black Jews by the way Jackie
adorable.
I'm gonna have a mixed baby.
It's black
that's
Jews
be
motherfucker
mixed with other white.
No, but
both
black...
my parents aren't paying for that wedding.
Oh well.
No, black people and hall. Asian people when they mate
oh some good looking
gorgeous babies.
Oh, yeah
gorgeous.
So you want a real fuckable baby?
Actually, I take that back.
Oh, you looking for love?
I'm looking for both. Yeah
would you be shocked if you married a Asian woman?
I'd be very shocked because I can't do it because they all look like my sister. So I can't.
Okay.
That's the reason.
You are brutally racist.
That's the reason why I do it.
It's so honest, though. Don't leave me hanging.
My bad. My bad.
No, but here's the thing. I would not be able to stand someone being like, hey, oh, how's it going? Oh, you must be Andre's sister. And her having to be like, no, I'm his girlfriend. I would hate that.
But I would never think, but that's in your head. That's your head thinking that. Yeah.
If you go to Korea, they're not doing that.
I never walk around with a black girl and it'd be like this. I hope nobody thinks she's my sister because I'm finger blasting the whole time.
You smell my pussy. It smells like my sister.
My sister.
No, people do that, though. I swear. They would do that.
What?
I just know if I'm walking down the street with an Asian girl, like white people will be like,
I would never
yeah, you stick
sister.
To your
You need swag. Yeah. You need to walk down the street. Yeah. You don't give a shit if somebody thinks that's your sister or not. This is why Hulu girl and fuck you. You need to alpha that shit.
Yeah, alpha
Who
that
cares
shit.
If they think it. You just be a smell my finger. You smell like my sister to you?
If I saw two Asians walking, especially like two like cute little couple, I would just be like, oh, what a cute little couple. And then I'm also like, they probably have super boring sex.
I
like,
would think
Asians
that still exists.
Like,
two Asians together?
Under 30? White guy.
Yeah, where's the Jew?
Here's the thing, my parents moved here from Korea. You
right.
You know what I mean? So we can be in them. So it's like, why not take advantage?
Yeah.
Now, were they in Seoul?
They wanted you to
That's
why
I always
baby.
Say New York City they is the greatest place to grow up because you get to date everybody here.
Yeah, that's
a one train, nigga.
It's
you can date 14 different ethnicities.
Yeah,
I ran through them, boy.
Would your parents be okay if you brought home a non-Korean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now they probably used to you not wanting a Korean girl.
Well, they haven't met anybody who's ever... They've actually never met anyone.
They think you're gay.
Yeah, they've never gave me the birds and bees talk and stuff like that. We have a weird...
I mean, you're 20.
Are you the only child?
I have a younger sister.
Younger sister.
She brings over guys all the time.
Yeah, I went over there one time.
I would never bring somebody back to my parents' house. Like,
no, I went over your parents' house with your little sister once.
I did once in 10 years. And it ended poorly.
It made some good food, man. Your mother a good cook.
Well, I would like to meet the family, yeah, but like I would never bring like a guy back. Like, if I lived at home with my parents, I could never bring a guy back to my parents' house. Like, your sister brings dates. Like, boyfriends come and stay over the house. Like,
yeah, it's kind of weird.
Casually?
That's weird to me.
Your sister is more American than you, yeah.
Yeah, she is.
She sounds like a real pinky Tuscadero.
Your sister would have killed her, like a 17, 18-year-old, and she's, like, bringing her dates over to the parents' house?
She's 17, 18. God, you're getting all this right.
Your sister sounds like the best website.
Your parents are way more American than mine, and they're like...
Mine too.
Yeah.
Mine are foreign.
She brings dudes over, and they... Well, 18, yeah, you can bring a dude over.
No. Like, guys, if she's been seeing for a while, like, your family knows them, it's like...
I had a
like
girlfriend.
Long-term boyfriends.
Well, right, it's long-term. It's not like, you know, a different guy every week.
I know, but your parents know you're fucking.
That's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot.
That's weird.
I'm Wait a minute. You so you telling me this. When you were in high school, you never went to your, like, boyfriend's house?
I never had a boyfriend in high school. But my mom had even said to us, like,
when we were high school age
or something, she was like, not in my house. She's like, you want... go to a hotel up the block somewhere? She's like, nope.
You couldn't even, like, have nobody...
You're not bringing... There's no fucking in her house. Yeah.
Oh, y'all never had half days when your parents wasn't there?
I did.
Did you obey every rule?
Well, maybe once, when it got to college, no one ever like spent the night. Like,
tell me about that half day, though. Something jumped in your head. Don't lie to me now. I know what kids do. Mom at work.
I was going to say, there was one time in college where, because I went to a commuter school. I went to Brooklyn College.
Okay. My parents, like, my mother taught there. She was a professor there. Yeah.
Maybe that's a conversation we might have had.
Yeah.
And so somebody, you know, a friend of mine came to like walk me to school. So he'd also brought like breakfast over, and nobody else was in my house at the time. So we had some breakfast, and I think I blew him in the living room.
There we go.
That's my girl.
That Egg McMuffin boy went a long way for that young fella.
But like nobody would ever like sleep over the house. Like, I've never like had a.
Sleeping over is a different ballgame. Yeah. I would stay late as fuck, but I was driving to high school too, so I would leave my girlfriend's house like 2-3 in the morning sometime.
Yeah,
but my mother was real understanding, but I was a good boy.
Yeah. My mom was never.
I was a good
even
boy.
Like just recently when I brought a boyfriend home like 2-3 years ago. Luckily, he had money, so we didn't have to like stay at my parents' house. But I was like, well, "How's this gonna work? Like, as a 30-year-old woman, like, are we gonna sleep in separate rooms? Like, are we gonna stay? Like,
yeah, right.
I don't even know how that would have what it would have been."
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
Some parents are weird. Like, I remember I had this one friend. He's like, I was talking to his mom, and he's like, she's like, yeah, I know. If he has a girl over, I don't mind if they go in the room, but they got to leave the door
do
open
a little
two
open.
Inches. And I'm like, what is the...
Because mom's a freak. She want to see what's going on in there. Mom's like this. Yes, that's my boy. Yeah, tear up, nigga. Tear up.
Mom's got needs.
Rubbing
she starts,
one
like, giving notes. She's like, flip her over.
She's pushing his butt.
She's about to tap out.
You kids hungry? She's coming in with grilled cheese.
Well, you will be.
Mom!